mixing fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Well, one of my favorite documentaries, and I love documentaries, it's my genre when it comes to film, big screen. I just think they're so compelling and they're so well done. I mean, there are just some ones, but is an old one from Morgan Spurlock. Morgan Spurlock, he's a good guy, and he is. He's got a show on CNN right now called The Inside Man, and he basically goes inside some controversial things like guns and pot and immigration and all these things, and it's great because they get great footage. I've been watching and I've been really, really enjoying. But his premiere documentary was Supersize Me. And we all remember that. He basically, wife, I hate to do this, I'm plugging it again, but on my show, his ex-wife, they're still very friendly. They've got a son together.
Well, if you were watching Scooby-Doo, you don't plug Scooby-Doo. This is a good show. Although early Scooby-Doo. When Scrappy got involved, that died off a little bit. But anyway, no,
that's
please,
true.
Because we do need more of this good information getting to people. Please continue.
Well, and it's great because Vriya, V-E-R-I-A, Vriya.com, and Radio MD actually have, which we're on Radio MD right now, as you know, because you're listening, have a relationship, and they do a lot of cross-marketing together. But Alexander Jameson is his ex-wife, and was in the documentary as well, and she was on my show a couple times because she's a wonderful nutritionist, and she's very, very, very eloquent. She's very educated, and she's just a good, good girl. But so, of course, they drew a lot of different metrics. Okay, so they got metrics on Morgan and blood levels, etc., BMI. Then he went on the big Super Size Me diet, and mostly McDonald's was highlighted. And then, of course, I think weeks later, took those metrics again. Oh my gosh, gained weight, high cholesterol, triglycerides, etc. So you're saying perhaps maybe, and there's been a suggestion that is this eating large quantities of very cheap and poor nutritionally valueless food bad for us? Yes, but also bad for the world, bad for our environment and the world. Am I correct?
Yeah, you are, Holly. And I am actually, I've been sitting in meetings in London and Paris with the EU as a naturopathic doctor, as a licensed naturopathic doctor. They want my opinion, not as a medical doctor, not as a person, but as a naturopathic doctor, because our medicine is plugged to the planet. Why? Because we use herbs. We use botanical medicines. We use homeopathy. We use hydrotherapy. We use nutrition as a tool, so we can't have a dirty planet and get people well. We're always trying to remove obstacles to health. So the opinion I gave was unique for them. But where I got thrown a curve was when they started showing me the data on the amount of waste that is created from fast food. Holly, they have data on Toronto, Canada, more than 17.5 million kilograms of food is thrown out every month in Britain alone. The government's Waste and Resources Action Program estimates $17.5 billion worth of food is wasted every year. And Holly, they are tying that to the fast food industry. So it's not just that it's bad for people. It's that it's bad for the planet. I mean, remember, listeners, that when we take food from the earth, we're taking energy from the soil. There's only so much. The scientists can calculate the amount of energy from food that we need as a planet and how much we have available. Fast food doesn't work. It's just, it screws up the equation. What works is when Dr. Holly goes up to Dr. Tori Hudson's house and works on her garden, locally growing food, things like that. It's something that it's almost like, it's similar to the oil industry. Oil doesn't work. It warms the planet. Now, even if you don't believe it warms the planet, which is okay, CO2 is still bad for the air. So it's not an argument always about global warming. We do know the carbon dioxide. We just don't want to spew it out of cars. So either way you want to look at it, it's bad. Holly, to me, the only way it's going to go away is we did a story. Ecuador, was Bolivia, I think, Holly, where they just didn't go, right? The Bolivians just said, we're not going to go. And they exactly. shut it down because they couldn't make a profit. Holly, I think that's the only thing that's going to do it is folks like us, your Real Living TV show, all of that, saying to people, don't buy food there. Right?
Well, I think it's, you know, I think that we are going to have to change this world one garden at a time. Honestly, I think that's what it has to be. And for me, it's like, here's what I've got going on. I live in a city, so I've got some urbanness going on. And but I do. I go up to Portland. I love to garden. There's this huge, I think, acre big garden. I think it's that big. Yeah, we're talking about large machinery. I am operating, but digging in the dirt
You're
as well.
It?
Oh, are you kidding? Heck yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely.
I figured it was a fad. I didn't think you were going to get into it. I thought that the gardening thing was going to come and go. Not that you don't eat healthy food. You eat organic. You eat clean. You know, king kale. Love you. But I thought that the hands in the dirt, the actual hands of dirt, was going to be a fad for you.
No. I love it. No, I think it's, I don't know. I think it's something, there's nothing more comfortable for me than also being able to sustain myself. Like, I love, like, just going up to my balcony and grabbing the herb that I want to put in my dinner in my smoothie. That's the biggest thing. And that's what I think we should encourage everybody to do. There are such easy ways. You can get a burlap bag and just go to your local coffee. Not, I don't think that Starbucks coffee beans come in these burlap bags, but your local coffee joint, right? Which we should probably be supporting anyway. Those coffee beans usually are transported in big burlap bags. Go and ask for what they do with them. Or you can even go to Home Depot, get the burlap bags, get the proper amount of soil. You can ask any gardener, and you can take little seedlings and anywhere in a burlap bag, you can have your herbs, some vegetables, you name it. It's right there for you.
Holly, I watched my father-in-law make a meal the other day in Belgium, and he went and he had his little sauce. He's making a béarnaise sauce. He got his chervil. He got his tarragon. He got his parsley. He just walked down his plants, just picking them up and putting them in. Oh, my God, the freshness. It's just, you can't even get that like in a restaurant unless they just pick it like that. It was so good, and it wasn't hard. He just had access to it. He had, you know, at the store, bought his little plants, put them out. Here you can put it directly in a soil for about half of the year. The other half of the year, they got to buy it separate. But it added so much. You could taste the minerals to it. And you know, listeners, what we're talking about is we're talking about the fast food industry and the amount of waste that it can create, and the amount of wasted food that is going on in the world, and that the math equation, the energy we need as a planet to sustain the amount of people that are on it, that equation is distorted. We're not going to make it. And it's not that we're doom and gloom. We're not going to die tomorrow. There's no Armageddon. It's about empowering. The other side of that is this food isn't good for us anyway. You know, at Radio D, Holly, we talk about, I mean, we expect our listeners, Holly, to have an 85 to 90 year lifespan without having the big three, autoimmune cancer, rheumatoid or autoimmune, you know, heart or cancer. You know, and we're always giving shows based on how to do that. Wasting food, you know, hurts the planet and things. But when you move away from the waste, you also get a much better shot at avoiding the big three and getting to your eighth and ninth decade of life.
Wow. Well, I completely agree. And you think about the grains, and we already know some of the arguments about not eating animal products because of the conservation for energy, and completely going plant-based. But just think about how much waste that is, and also not only the food waste that we're hurting the world, but also the environmental, the trash waste.
Ugh. Packaging.
Yeah. All right. So what can we do? Here's what we can do. Source local, source seasonal, and source inside your home. It can be land. It can be, you can have land, or you can be in a city. You can still change this world one garden at a time.